This conversation is powered by Google Illuminate. Check out illuminate.google.com for more. Ever wonder if those ADHD meds actually help kids learn better or just, you know, behave better? We're diving into a fascinating study today that tackles that very question.
It's a really complex issue, and the answer might surprise you. It's not as simple as you might think.
So it's not just about better grades?
Not necessarily. The research shows a pretty clear distinction between managing symptoms and improving actual learning.
Whoa. Okay, so what's the real story here? Let's start with the basics. What did this study find about stimulant medication and academic achievement?
Lots of large studies, like the MTA and QLSCD, show that while stimulants definitely help with behavior in the classroom, less hyperactivity, better focus, they don't consistently lead to better grades or test scores in the long run.
Right, so improved behavior, but not necessarily improved learning?
Exactly. It seems like the meds help kids behave better in school, allowing them to participate more, but it doesn't necessarily mean they're learning more.
Were there any limitations in the studies they looked at? I mean, research is never perfect, right?
Absolutely. Some studies had high dropout rates, making long-term conclusions tricky. Others were observational, not controlled experiments, so it's hard to say for sure what caused what.
So it's tough to definitively say the meds did help with learning, just that the evidence isn't conclusive?
Precisely. There are confounding factors like socioeconomic status and parental involvement that can also affect academic success.
Let's talk neuroscience. How do stimulants work in the brain, and how does that relate to learning?
Stimulants mainly affect attention and impulse control. Those are important, but they're not the same as actually understanding and remembering information. It's like having a better seat in the classroom, but not necessarily understanding the lecture.
I see. So it's more about managing symptoms than boosting brain power.
Exactly. They improve focus and reduce distractions, but don't necessarily enhance the actual learning process itself.
What about what teachers and parents say? Do their observations match the study findings?
Yes, largely. Teachers often report seeing improvements in behavior, but not necessarily in understanding complex concepts or showing deeper learning. It's a consistent pattern across many reports.
So it's not a magic bullet for academic success?
Definitely not. It's a tool to manage symptoms, not a guaranteed path to better grades.
So if stimulants don't directly improve learning, what does?
The study emphasizes the importance of other strategies, things like tailored educational approaches, interventions targeting specific cognitive skills, and creating a supportive classroom environment.
So it's a holistic approach, not just medication?
Absolutely. Medication can be a valuable part of managing ADHD, but it's not a replacement for good teaching and learning support.
So to summarize, what's the key takeaway from all this research?
Stimulants are helpful for managing ADHD symptoms, improving behavior, and increasing productivity. However, the evidence doesn't strongly support the idea that they directly improve grades or learning outcomes. A multifaceted approach is key.
Right. So it's about managing the symptoms to allow for better learning, not directly improving the learning itself. This is a really important discussion because it challenges some common assumptions about ADHD and treatment. It highlights the need for a more nuanced understanding of how these medications work and how to best support children with ADHD.
Exactly. It's about finding the right combination of strategies to help each child thrive, both academically and personally.
That was a great discussion. Thanks for sharing your insights.